Well, I was mentioning earlier what a really awesome community Englewood is, and it's very special to me, and I've talked about that many, many times. Morgan and I have been full-time residents for just a couple of years. We did the snowbird thing for a couple of years prior to that. But I don't think I've ever lived in a community that seems so darn cohesive and awesome as Englewood, Florida. So again, I just want to make that comment and pause, and let's all be grateful for that, because it's really just a terrific place that we're living in. And there is, have you been to or know about the Englewood Museum? Well, they have been around since, I believe their grand opening was back in December of 2015. So that's almost 5 years ago, first week of December they opened. And their mission is to really collect and display and preserve items as well as oral histories that relate to Englewood's cultural heritage. And there's a lot of that. I'm so pleased to introduce to the show and to welcome to the show, he is a board member at the Englewood Museum, Don Bailey. Hello, Don.
Hey, hi there, Mary. How are you? Nice to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much. I am doing great, and I sure appreciate your joining us today. Now, first of all, Don, how long have you been involved with the Englewood Museum?
Well, we too, like you, are recent residents here. We've been here just 5 years, coming also from the north, and just been always interested in local history. So not that long after we got down here, I found out that there indeed was a museum in this wonderful little community. And at the time, it was located at those eight-sided buildings there by Buchan Airport.
Yes.
And it was an interesting place to find out about, and also to visit the museum and get involved with that. So recently, it has moved to 604 West Perry Street, and that is due to the kindness of Betty Nugent, who owns a very historic home. It's the Lamp House, and the Lamp House has been here since the 1920s. And was actually built by one of the Lamp brothers. The Lamps actually were very instrumental in getting this town going way back when.
Mm.
There were four of them.
I remember, Don, was it about 2 years ago that the building moved? Or last year? It was very recent. I remember reading about it. And you actually picked up the building and moved it to the new site. Is that correct?
Actually, that's another building. That is the what you're referring to is the Green Street Church Museum.
And that's actually
a separate organization called the Lemon Bay Historical Society.
There you go.
Which I'm also on that board as well. But I know. I have to learn to say no with all these nonprofits. But, that was the building that was moved. It's now located over by the historic Lemon Bay Cemetery on Indiana.
Right on Indiana. Yes, you're absolutely right now that I hear you say that. Thank you for that clarification. But we're talking about the Englewood Museum today. Right.
The museum moved from the Octagon building over to, over to Perry Street. I think that was just also about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And speaking of moving buildings, those Octagon buildings were moved from the beach that used to be real estate offices on Manistota Key. And then the county back, I think in the 1980s or what have you, moved them all four buildings were up. Those two were picked up in the middle of the night, and they had a guy standing on the roof to raise the wires as they brought the buildings over. And those are now they're vacant now, but for a while they housed the museum. They're owned by the county, and also they also were the original headquarters of a 3D printing operation with Don Musilli. But they're now vacant, and they're owned by the county. Who knows what's going to happen over there next by our wonderful little airport.
Yes. Oh, it's a great spot. Great spot for sure. Well, just a little aside, Don. So you moved to Florida, and you are on the board for the Englewood Museum as well as the Lemon Bay Historical Society. Was your career, were you involved in history in any way? It seems to be a passion of yours.
Not at all.
Okay.
I actually, when I was younger, I thought, oh, history, that's boring. That's just old men telling stories.
And now look at
you. My career was engineering. I was an engineer for ABC News for 30 years. So not really anything quite to do with history until I retired. And we moved to Cape Cod, and there is where I really got interested in local history, because we lived in the oldest town on Cape Cod that was actually formed by some of the people who came over on the Mayflower, Sandwich, Massachusetts. So that is where my interest in local history was sparked.
Oh, interesting. And growing up in Connecticut, as I did, very familiar with Cape Cod. Very familiar.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, yeah.
Well, yes, I don't miss the snow, but I miss the people there.
No, exactly. It's a beautiful part of the country, just New England in general, for sure, as every other part of the country is as well. They all have their own beauties, don't they? Well, let's talk
Absolutely.
About Monty Stories. I had reached out to Don, again, speaking with Don Bailey, who is on the board of directors for the Englewood Museum and other places, too, but we won't get into all of them. And I had reached out to Don when I had read about Monty Stories, which is a book growing up in a small Florida town. And Don, the information that I have, and please correct me if I'm wrong in any of this, Monty Birdsey was the author of this, and he passed away shortly after putting the book together, but then you compiled and edited the book. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it started, I heard you earlier talking about Jeannie Joyce and her Facebook page.
Yes.
This started with a Facebook page also called Remember in Englewood When. And here, locals would post old photos along with recollections of their life back in the 50s and 60s and 70s in Englewood. And Monty was one of these folks. And his posts on that Facebook page just caught my attention, because the way that he wrote them, it was as if I was right next to him, living with him in the 50s. He described things so well, and he was prolific. He also had, you know, story after story. So I thought, well, why not put this in a book? And I mentioned that to Monty, and he thought it was a great idea, but he didn't quite have the wherewithal or, you know, time to do it. So I offered to do it, and the museum could publish it. So I went through one of these digital print-on-demand companies and printed it. I paid for the printing, no problem at all. Glad to do it. And also I compiled his stories, took them from the Facebook page, edited them down, and we have a book now that his stories were so prolific. The book has over 90 pages.
Mm.
And this is just from Facebook posts. So sadly, he passed away. As you said, he had lung cancer. And soon after I talked with him about doing the book, he did pass away. So this has now become a tribute to Monty and his his.
And what
saving for us the history of Englewood. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and what a wonderful tribute it is. Absolutely. Again, Monty's stories, growing up in a small Florida town. Monty Birdsey is the author. And again, Don Bailey, my guest right now, compiled and edited it. I'm looking on your website, by the way, and I want to direct folks to your website. It's eahmuseum.org, eahmuseum.org. And you're selling the book, correct?
That's correct. The book is $15, and it all goes, every penny of it goes to supporting the museum and our monthly expenses there, you know, electric and, the upkeep of the museum.
Of course.
It's a nonprofit, but, you know, again, we do need some income to keep it going. And we're also looking for volunteers. Anybody out there is interested in joining our museum, we would love to have you, because our hours, we'd love to expand the hours that we're open to the public. Right now it's basically Saturday afternoons, and we have a thing on the website you might have seen where you can call for a, you know, an appointment. But if we have a larger staff, we can open it more to the public. So again, the website has a thing where you can contact us if you're interested in joining our museum. And it's you can just Google Englewood Museum, or as you said, go to eahmuseum.org.
Now, for folks, I do want to get back to Monty's stories. I'm looking at the cover of it on your website, and I'm just loving the photograph. Mm-hmm. Who took that? Do you know?
That is from a postcard, actually, that's now become in the public domain. I saw it online, and I purchased the card, so I have, you know, the rights to it. But I'm not sure who took that photo. There's a number of people in town that do have wonderful collections of old photos of Englewood. I just particularly like that. And,
yes.
You know, what's interesting about this, and I didn't realize this until I heard later, if you look at that picture there, the middle, or there's a Western Auto store on the left, and then you have Brandy's. The left section of Brandy's is now Englewood Art and Frame, and they're one of the wonderful merchants that is selling our book for us.
And
so their store is located right in, where that old picture was taken.
Really? Oh, isn't, yeah, I'm looking
really
at it. Looking at it right now. It's a fabulous photo, not to mention the vintage of the cars. That's, you know, pretty cool,
right,
as well. Yes. Yeah.
I wanted something that would cover that, you know, the 1960s, and that seems to do the job. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot, Don, a little bit. For Monty and for other folks who did in fact grow up in Englewood back in the 50s and 60s and have that sense of history with our town, what were his thoughts and other thoughts, if you know, in terms of how the town has changed? Because it certainly has in a big, big way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he talks about, if you read some of his stories, he talks about how it was totally wild that they would, there were some areas where they would play that are now housing developments, but it was so lush with the Australian pines and the other growth there that it was dark even during the daytime where they would play. And he remembers also when they built 776, they widened it and put it through, and he said, you know, they used to play in the ditches that are now the swales, but it was just their whole play yard was acres and acres and acres. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some stories that detail that in the book.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, Don, we're almost out of time. Speaking with Don Bailey with Englewood Museum, do check out their website, please. It's eahmuseum.org, eahmuseum.org. Great website, by the way, Don. And also Monty's Stories, which they are selling, Growing Up in a Small Florida Town, written by Monty Birdsey, and Don compiled and edited it, and it is now being sold there. And is it being sold a couple of other places around town, too?
Yeah, you can save the shipping fee. We have, you know, we have to pay for the, you know, the mailers and the post office charge, but you can save that just by going to either Englewood Art and Frame on Dearborn or the Old Florida Gallery and Outdoor Center. That's the place that has the golf cart tours. They have our book there, and also Ivy's. It's been so kind. Ivy's said that you know, they would be more than glad to sell it for us. So any of those three merchants have the book, and that way you don't have to pay the postage. You can pick it up for just a $15 donation.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you, Don, so much for really bringing this book into fruition, if I can put it that way, and making it a reality, because this information is just, you know, just so fascinating, so darn fascinating about our town. Don Bailey with the Englewood Museum. Would love to have you come back at some point and talk more about the museum. We really didn't get into all the things that you offer there and why folks should come and visit the museum, which they should, and also the Lemon Bay Historical Society. So let's do this again at some point, Don.
Yes, indeed, and very quickly, this is all happening because of next year. Sarasota County will be 100 years old, and so I'm also involved with the Sarasota County Centennial, something else we could talk about down the line.
Well, of course you are.
Thank you. I know. Yeah, I can't say no, I guess.
Evidently, you're not real good at that, but we're the benefactors of that. So thank you for all that you're doing for our community, Don. That's very cool in and of itself. Hey, you have a great holiday, and we'll stay in touch.
You too.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Don Bailey. Sounds like a nice guy, doesn't he? I'm not going to say it because he's from New England, but there's that. I'm kidding. Englewood has googobs of wonderful people from all over the country. Stay with me. This is Mary Jones.